yes, it's that time. It's been 6 long weeks without my little fix of Dr. Carl Krasinicki, my little fix of science, the author of many books. Dr. Carl's little book of climate change science is one of them. He's on the telephone now. Happy New Year, Dr. Carl.
Happy New Year, and when too many holidays are barely enough, let's make another holiday up for the middle of January and the middle of every other month.
Why not? Let's do it.
Like holidays.
You're well connected. Get the Prime Minister onto it. More public holidays. That's just what the country needs. Dr. Carl, do you remember 30 years ago, the whole world was intrigued by the story of Dolly the sheep, the world's first mammal to be cloned from another animal's body cell? Well, guess what? A team of scientists in China has unveiled a monkey, a cloned rhesus monkey. I hope that's how you pronounce it. It's spelled R-H-E-S-U-S. It's been reported in the Journal of Nature Communications, which is the longest surviving clone of its species by far. What do you make of this? Are you scared about cloning animals? When they did Dolly 30 years ago, were you concerned?
No, I'm scared about people dying and nuclear war, but babies, not really. They did have a lot of problems trying to get Dolly to go, and it turned out that they had, it's called enucleation, so let's just sort of back off a little bit. So you and I, Dr. Luke, we are each made of about 37 trillion cells that we got from our parents, and many of them have got what are called DNA or a nucleus inside. The red blood cells don't, but every other cell in your body has got some DNA. Now, DNA, what is DNA? It looks a bit like the ladder in your backyard ladder, 2 to 3 meters long, a dozen rungs. The DNA in each of your cells that has DNA, the DNA, it's about the same length, 2 to 3 meters. But it's all coiled up to fit inside a tiny cell, and it looks like a ladder. It's got 2 side rails, but instead of a dozen rungs, it's got 3 billion. And one of the great instructions, or one of the great discoveries of the 20th century, was working out that 3 of those rungs out of the 3 billion, any 3, will tell the machinery, the biological machinery in the cell, to make an amino acid. You put enough amino acids together, you get a protein. Put enough proteins together, you got a human being. And then they thought, well, this is what we'll do with Dolly. We'll get a normal cell, say from a gland, skin, in this case, mammary gland, hence the name Dolly. And then they pulled the nucleus, the DNA out, and then they went to a fertilized egg, and a sheep egg, and they got rid of its nucleus, its DNA, and they put in the DNA from the mammary gland. And they tried this about 300 times, and one of them, only one, took, and the rest of them died. And Dolly then grew and lived, but when they examined her, she turned out to have been kind of prematurely aged because she already had slightly old DNA.
Okay. She lived for 6.5 years, Dolly did. But now we have a monkey, the cloned monkey, and people are saying this could help with human reproduction, people who have are struggling to fall pregnant and have babies. So, you know, we've had IVF, but maybe this could help those people. But then, of course, you'll have people who are absolutely concerned that we'll have armies of cloned humans one day.
Why? It's surely just cheaper to let people go to all the trouble of making babies for free at home and then enroll them in the army when they're old enough. It's a lot cheaper, unless you've got some sort of super army, which doesn't exist. Yeah, that was kind of the worry, and there was a movie about it, The Boys from Brazil and cloning. Oh,
that's right, yes.
All that sort of stuff. Yeah, so we managed to clone a bunch of animals. Dogs got cloned back in 2009. If you got enough money, you can have your dog cloned. But the thing is that they don't have 100% success rate. It's not like you get a fertilized egg, say, of a dog, and you take out that DNA and you put in the DNA from your deceased dog. Because it turns out there's a very good, strong, deep interaction between the DNA and the cell, and throwing in another bunch of DNA doesn't quite work. You see, do you know that 8% of your DNA is viruses that have invaded you over the last couple of hundred million years?
What percent?
Eight.
8% viruses.
8% of your DNA are viruses that invaded you, and some of them that invaded us about 300, 400 million years ago are absolutely essential for making babies.
Okay, so here's the science. Is it? You'll tell me if it's science fiction. If you have a child that dies prematurely, it's very, very sad, but you're able to retrieve some of that child's DNA, could you clone your deceased child and reproduce that child exactly?
Sure, but it'll still have all the same DNA problems that the previous one had.
But what if the child died in an accident and not because of anything medical? Could you clone a human and have that child? Your grief is so overwhelming that you've lost a child prematurely that you clone that child and have another one exactly the same. Would they?
Okay, let's get back to that in a second, and I'll take you on a little journey. So in that DNA, 8% that came from viruses, there's some there that helps the fertilized egg stick to the wall of the uterus and then grow a placenta, which is a temporary organ, which is a barrier and an interface between the mother and the baby. And it lets some stuff across and not other stuff. And here's the problem. We have now found out that the reason that well over 99% of the potential clones, where you've just got a fertilized egg and shoved in another animal's DNA from the same species, but another animal, is that the placenta doesn't form properly.
Right.
We don't know why, but that's what happens. And it might be related to the fact that there are some viruses. I've written about this. Look up ABC Dr. Carl virus, and there's a four-part story about the viruses. So if you were to try it with a human, with a monkey, you'll get about a 1% success rate.
Right. So my border collie that passed away last year, if I was able to have harvested his DNA, could I clone my border collie Barney, and would I get an exact Barney back?
If you've got enough money, and the answer would be yes. They did that in 2009.
Okay.
So you just got to have enough money and they'll run off a bunch of copies. But as you get closer to humans, for various reasons, which we do not know, it gets harder.
Humans are different. We're more complex.
Maybe. But the point is that even with the monkey, we've got a lower success rate than we had with the lamb.
With Dolly.
So it is possible. But then you're talking about somebody dying in an accident. I had a really weird experience that made me think about the population of human Earth. And so since we humans first evolved as humans about 250,000 years ago, that's assuming that unlike 40% of Americans, you accept the science of evolution, which 40% of Americans don't. And unlike 5% of Americans, you reckon the world is older than 5,000 years. So if you accept that we humans evolved about 200,000 years ago, ballpark, give or take, roughly 100 billion humans have been born and have died. And only about 8 billion of them are alive at the moment. So 100 billion have been born and 92 billion have died. And over that time of 200 billion years, the overwhelming majority died before they were 20.
Yeah.
And the majority died before they even hit puberty.
Yeah.
And we had a weird experience around Christmas time. And I suddenly realized that if we didn't have medicine, I'd be a very sad boy because two of my three children and my granddaughter would be dead.
Yeah.
So what happened with my son while he was still prepubertal, a friend of ours went overseas, hung around in a war zone, had a great time taking photographs in TB wards, had no idea that TB was infectious and infected my son when she came back. So we had to give him the therapy, otherwise he could have died. Then my little daughter, when she was about four, she was in baby jail, childcare, which are little plague centres.
Maybe
and she ended up getting so many fevers, she had a febrile convulsion, got paralysed down one side of her body.
Oh, dear.
Was in neurology intensive care.
Yeah.
And only because my wife was clever and observant enough to say, her right eye, the flesh, is slightly redder than the left eye, no matter which way she lies, I reckon she's got cellulitis, orbital cellulitis, give her some antibiotics. And they did. And on the tip of the needle, she came good. That was the second child that could have been dead. And on Christmas Eve, the whole family was around. And then my granddaughter began to, she was looking off colour. She started breathing fast. Because we're lucky, within 1 hour of her leaving our place, she was in a modern teaching hospital getting antibiotics, and she lived. I suddenly thought, out of those four people, out of those three, they would have been dead. And so the world that we live in today, you're talking about bringing back a child, bringing back a dog. The world we live in today is so different. If you go walking through graveyards in country areas, you'll see so many gravestones with children in them, but they're only the children that belong to parents who are wealthy enough to afford a grave.
Yes.
So many children died. And so, hooray for modern medicine. And look, especially every time I go to the dentist, hooray for painkillers. Bloody love painkillers.
Right. And hooray for antibiotics.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, Dr. Carl, always fascinating to talk to you. You have a wonderful year, and you and I will talk regularly throughout 2024, I hope.
Peachy Keen sounds wonderful.
Nice to hear your voice, Dr. Carl. Love your work.
Love you, Dr. Luke.